1891 brings us on our virtual tour to Feathered, County Tipperary. And all I'd really want to say about Feathered, as we think of those who worship there, is that it truly is one of the great historic medievally rooted churches of the diocese. It historically has a very small congregation these days, but it is a gem. And if you want to understand our architectural heritage, the surviving churches of some of the towns going back to the Middle Ages that are still in our stewardship, if you want to experience a great one, just go to Feathered and get caught up in the sense of both beauty and history. And as we journey through history and pass through 1891, 1891 brings the death, the tragic end and death of Charles Stuart Parnell, to whom we have so often referred, a member, of course, of the Church of Ireland himself. After the scandal over the O'Shea divorce case, the party was split. Gladstone was alienated. We saw all this in an earlier reflection. He had earned the odium of the establishment. In 1891, he's clearly exhausted and vulnerable and almost destroyed by scandal. And so come a rather tragic sequence of events. He has his civil marriage to Catherine O'Shea on June the 25th, at last free to marry her. On September the 27th, he makes his last public speech in Galway, where he gets soaked and has no chance to change his clothes. And this probably brought about the chest infection, which was really to kill an already exhausted man. He manages to get to Brighton, where he dies in Mrs. O'Shea's, now Mrs. Parnell's wife, arms, on the 6th of October. And on the 11th of October, there is a huge funeral in Dublin. Although the church part in St. Michael's is limited, the public certainly do the decent thing and line the streets on the way to Glasnevin. There's a lovely story. I'm sure it's true that before the coffin of Parnell was closed, Catherine O'Shea placed in it, on top of Parnell's body, the withered remnants of a rose, which apparently he had picked from a bush and given to her in the palace yard at Westminster as he emerged into the sun from Parliament in the days of the burgeoning of their love affair, and which she had held as a treasured possession ever since. I'm very sentimental, but I find that kind of human detail, that detail of human tenderness in the midst of all the analysis of politics and of history, very touching. History, after all, is not just, to be cynical, not just one damn thing after another. At the end of the day, it is textured and even steered by love stories. The song is a truism, but it gets it right. Love is all you need.